So I'm just seeing this desire of all of our spirits to really want to penetrate what is real, what is true, what is even if it means going deeply into the unknown in ways that are scary for us. And so meeting our fear as well to really be able to penetrate beyond beyond the comfortable zones that we inhabit in our minds, in our bodies, in our spirits. And so really allowing our spirit and our own inner guidance to take us into this place that is really it cannot be planned by the mind. It is very much beyond our thinking mind. It's more in the realm of the superconscious and the vast consciousness that we are and the intelligence that lives inside each one of us. And so the thing is that when I say those words, I just want you to feel in your body what places are in resistance to that statement. What places are in resistance to absolutely penetrating what is true, what is real, for you, even though it means going into the unknown. Just notice what happens in your body when you go there in your own, mind, your own heart, your own consciousness. Notice the parts that resist it. If there's any contraction that appears, or fear that appears, or any other emotion. And it's fine, but let's just be with those parts right now. Any or all of the parts that aren't on board with moving in that direction. And that direction of the unknown is also where all of our health miracles can happen. This place beyond space and time, when we allow ourselves to really hang out there, that's when we can supersede some of these neurological pathways that relate to our current health paradigm. But now let's just be with the discomfort first, with any of the contraction or maybe emptiness or frozenness that appears in the body. That is, parts that have not quite been ready to go there. And it may also be a younger part of yourself. So it may also be a 3 or 4 or 7 or 12-year-old version of yourself that is still too afraid to go there. And if that's the case, if you feel it's a younger version of yourself, just feel free to also move towards him or her. And just sit, let yourself stay with them, sit with them. Or just continue. If anyone's mics are still on, I'll just invite you to turn it off. And yeah, or just sitting with the discomfort in the muscles. And just really feeling into those parts. And if you need to give yourself like a self hug to offer yourself more support, you can do that. And just slowly start to notice if those muscles or those parts or that little person inside of you if they start to do something different. If they start to soften or feel more. Or maybe the little person can hug you or hold your hand. Yeah. And just noticing whatever emotion is coming, just allowing that also to be embraced, to be held. And remember, we're not alone here. We're in this five-dimensional, five-pointed star. We all have our spot. We all are holding our own wisdom and our own soul and our own body's knowing. And we're all also energetically supporting while we're in our inward process. And just notice if there's any resources that come in for you. Maybe you need a little bit more help to help your body to unwind a bit or to soften, or for that little person to feel more safe. So feel free to just invite in. Maybe it's Christ consciousness. Maybe it's Mary's consciousness, the divine feminine. Or maybe it's your pet or a river nearby or a room that you love or a person that you love. And just there, I can start to feel the energy of the group. We're just coming together. It's like we're just finding our strength inside of ourselves, the resolution. And see if you can start taking a couple of more steps into this other place that I mentioned at the beginning, this place of the unknown, this place where truth really penetrates all of our behaviors, actions, thoughts, words, where we really get to be free of anything that doesn't resonate with that, whatever that is for our in our on our own in our own journey. And just even if it feels hard to get there, see if you can imagine what it's like. Imagining is an incredible resource as well that we all have that helps us to move beyond trauma and stuckness. And so just see if you can imagine yourself moving into this unknown place that is also very held. It's full of intelligence and life and consciousness because it is who we are. And in that space, we get to reimagine and reinvent our health, our personal, stories, our everything, our beliefs, everything that has guided our lives up to now in this space, this beautiful liminal space, we can surrender and all of those things that don't want to be carried anymore or don't need to be because They can be carried by something greater than us. We don't have to carry it ourselves. A great Indian saint, Ramana Maharshi, said, "Why, when we're on the train, why do we carry the bags on our head? Still, we can put them on the floor." And so, to see whatever it is that you want to let go of into this spaciousness that's also holding and containing, and knowing who you really are, knowing all of us, knowing all of our souls, all of our spirits, all of our, the origin of all of our consciousnesses. Just give it to that, whatever it is that you're holding. Give over anything that's opposing life or the flow of life, memories, implicit, explicit body memories. Things that happen to us from our childhoods, from our in relation to the unconsciousness of our parents. Just slowly feel into where those parts are within your physical body, where some of those memories reside. Also, just give it over. We were never meant to hold all these things by yourself. And if you need help, feel